Pope Benedict XVI today released his message for World Day for Migrants, which will be marked on January the 13th. Emma McCarthy has this report.
Detention centres must return to being what they were originally created for, a temporary shelter. Instead, they have become traps which stunt the spiritual and social development of hundreds of thousands of young people throughout the world. With this appeal, Archbishop Agostino Marchetto launched Pope Benedict XVI's message for the World Day for Migrants 2008. The president of the Vatican's Council for Pastoral Care of Migrants was highlighting a central part of the papal message when the Holy Father denounced the situation of young people whose families flee political difficulties and who are born and spend their entire childhood in these compulsory camps, with the result that they suffer serious physical and psychological harm. Under-Secretary of the Council, Monsignor Novatus Rungambwa, says this is a widespread problem, particularly in Africa and the Middle East.
The church is very, very active in the refugee camps and in the whole phenomenon. First of all, we make an appeal. Because we don't have all means to solve the problems from Palestine to the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's no man and personnel, certainly. But we make an appeal because it is our duty as a church to talk, to tell the people what should be done, or at least to make people aware of the problem that we do every day. The question is, who is listening?
The Pope's message also denounces the plight of adolescent migrants forced to flee their homes in search of work. This, says Monsignor Rugambwa, is a side effect of globalization, which often has a devastating result. The young boys and girls often end up on the streets of their host countries, abandoned to themselves and prey to unscrupulous exploiters, to become the object of physical, moral and sexual violence. In other cases, Monsignor Rugambwa points out, it is the best and brightest who choose to leave.
Now there's an increase in the number of international students in the world. Now, when these people come from outside, they need a special care, and I think that's what the Holy Father wants to say. These are from outside. They are not only migrants. They are migrants, and not forced. They come because out of their own will, and they find themselves in new structures, institutions, and there can be some problem, disorientation.
Pope Benedict XVI's message concludes that for whatever reason young people leave their home nation, they have the potential to become a vital resource for their host community, and as such should be supported, nurtured and treasured. I'm Emma McCarthy.